Understanding low-dose benzodiazepines, misconceptions and realities. The concept of low-dose benzodiazepines. The term low-dose in relation to benzodiazepines can be misleading for patients. This terminology often gives a false sense of safety and minimizes potential risks. In reality, there's no standardized definition of what constitutes a low dose for benzodiazepines. Pharmaceutical companies have historically used language to downplay concerns about these medications. For instance, the term discontinuation syndrome replaced withdrawal to soften negative connotations. Similarly, the concept of low-dose benzodiazepines can create misconceptions about safety and potency. Many patients are told they're on a tiny or low dose of a benzodiazepine. However, this statement can be deceptive in two significant ways. Firstly, truly low doses of benzodiazepines are not commercially available. Secondly, even so-called low doses can lead to physical dependence and withdrawal syndromes. The introduction of more potent benzodiazepines with smaller dosage labels has further complicated this issue. Medications like Xanax, Ativan, and Clonopin may seem to have lower doses, but they can be up to 20 times more potent than equivalent doses of older benzodiazepines like Valium. In medical literature and studies, the term low dose is often used subjectively or without clear quantification. This lack of standardization contributes to confusion among both patients and healthcare providers about what constitutes a genuinely low or safe dose. Relative potency of benzodiazepines. Understanding the relative potency of different benzodiazepines is crucial for accurate dosing and safe use. Alprazolam, Xanax, clonazepam, Clonopin, and lorazepam, Ativan, are among the most potent benzodiazepines available. These medications are 10 to 20 times more potent than diazepam, Valium. The potency difference means that seemingly small doses of newer benzodiazepines can be equivalent to much larger doses of older ones. For example, 0.5 mg of Xanax or Clonopin is roughly equivalent to 10 mg of Valium. This equivalence is often not well understood by patients or even some healthcare providers. Dosage comparisons can be particularly misleading when looking at numerical values alone. A prescription for 4 mg of Clonopin might seem modest, but it's equivalent to about 80 mg of Valium. This stark difference highlights the importance of understanding benzodiazepine equivalencies. To accurately compare doses across different benzodiazepines, conversion tools like the Ashton equivalence table are invaluable. These resources help translate doses between various benzodiazepines, providing a clearer picture of the actual potency being prescribed. Healthcare providers and patients should be aware of these potency differences when discussing medication regimens. What may seem like a low dose of one benzodiazepine could actually be a substantial dose when converted to its equivalent in another benzodiazepine. Safety concerns with low-dose benzodiazepines. The notion that low doses of benzodiazepines are inherently safe is a dangerous misconception. Even at lower doses, these medications can lead to tolerance, physical dependence, and withdrawal syndromes. The risk of adverse effects exists regardless of the perceived smallness of the dose. According to Professor Heather Ashton, an expert on benzodiazepines and withdrawal, a safe dose to discontinue Valium after a lengthy taper is around 0.5 to 1 mg. This translates to approximately 0.03 mg of Clonopin or Xanax, which is far below the lowest commercially available doses of these medications. It's important to note that the lowest available doses of potent benzodiazepines like Clonopin, Ativan, and Xanax are significantly higher than the safest recommended dose for discontinuation. This discrepancy can make it challenging for patients to safely taper off these medications. The development of tolerance to even low doses of benzodiazepines can lead to withdrawal symptoms. These symptoms are often misinterpreted as a return or worsening of the original condition, leading to dose increases or additional prescriptions. Cessation of benzodiazepines, even from a low dose, can cause significant problems and disability. Patients who believe they are on a safe, low dose may be unprepared for the challenges of discontinuation. Implications for patient care and prescribing practices. The misconceptions surrounding low-dose benzodiazepines have significant implications for patient care. Healthcare providers must be aware of the true potency of these medications when prescribing. Accurate dose conversions and understanding of equivalencies are crucial for safe prescribing practices. Patients deserve informed consent regarding benzodiazepine use, regardless of the perceived dose size. Every dosage has the potential for tolerance, physical dependence, and long-term effects. Healthcare providers should clearly communicate these risks to patients. When considering benzodiazepine prescriptions, healthcare providers should carefully weigh the potential benefits against the risks. This includes considering the duration of use and having a plan for eventual discontinuation if long-term use is necessary. For patients already on benzodiazepines, regular reassessment of the need for continued use is important. If discontinuation is appropriate, a carefully planned and gradual tapering schedule should be implemented to minimize withdrawal effects. Education about benzodiazepine potency and risks should be a priority for both healthcare providers and patients. This knowledge can help prevent misunderstandings about dosing and promote more informed decision-making about benzodiazepine use. Strategies for safe benzodiazepine use and discontinuation. Implementing strategies for safe benzodiazepine use and discontinuation is crucial for patient well-being. One key approach is the use of gradual tapering methods when discontinuing these medications. This can help minimize withdrawal symptoms and reduce the risk of adverse effects. Tapering methods may include slowly reducing the current medication dose, switching to a longer-acting benzodiazepine, or utilizing techniques such as microtapering or liquid tapering. These approaches allow for more precise dose reductions and can be tailored to individual patient needs. Regular monitoring and support during the tapering process are essential. Healthcare providers should be prepared to adjust tapering schedules based on patient responses and provide additional support as needed. This may include referrals to mental health professionals or support groups. Patient education is a critical component of safe benzodiazepine use and discontinuation. Patients should be informed about the potential risks of long-term use, signs of tolerance and dependence, and what to expect during the tapering process. Alternative strategies for managing anxiety, insomnia, or other conditions for which benzodiazepines are prescribed should be explored. This may include cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness techniques, or other non-pharmacological interventions. The role of research and advocacy. Ongoing research into benzodiazepine use, dependence, and withdrawal is crucial for improving patient care. Studies focusing on the long-term effects of these medications, optimal tapering methods, and alternative treatment strategies are particularly important. Organizations like the Benzodiazepine Information Coalition play a vital role in raising awareness about benzodiazepine risks and advocating for better prescribing practices. Their efforts help educate both patients and healthcare providers about the complexities of benzodiazepine use. Research into the neurobiological effects of benzodiazepines, including their impact on GABA and glutamate systems, can provide insights into withdrawal mechanisms and potential treatment approaches. This knowledge can inform the development of more effective withdrawal management strategies. Advocacy efforts should focus on promoting clearer labeling and prescribing guidelines for benzodiazepines. This includes pushing for more accurate representation of dose equivalencies and potential risks associated with long-term use. Collaboration between researchers, healthcare providers, patient advocacy groups, and policymakers is essential for developing comprehensive strategies to address benzodiazepine-related issues. This multidisciplinary approach can lead to improved patient outcomes and safer prescribing practices.